Om Shanti. 4th July 2019, Thursday. Slogan: in order to become equal to the Father, let there be equality in your understanding, your desires and your actions. In order to become like the Father, let there be equality in your understanding, your desires and your actions. Often Baba talks about equality of thinking, speaking and actions. Here it is slightly different. Here Baba is saying what you understand and whatever you desire, and then whatever is your action, there should be equality in all of these. And then you would be able to become equal to the Father. So the first thing is understanding. Whatever actions that we do, they spring from our desires. And our desires are formed on the basis of our understanding. Less understanding, incorrect understanding, immature understanding leads to immature desires, incorrect desires, and whatever are the desires, the same would be the actions. So the actions, they are arising from desires, and desires arise from understanding. So Baba is saying, try to make all of this similar, and then you will become like the Father. So the first thing is understanding. How much I have understood this knowledge. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, if somebody says that I have understood, but I cannot explain, it means you have not understood. If you have understood the knowledge, you will always explain it to others. Only those who explain it to others would get higher post. Yesterday also Baba said, those who have imbibed this knowledge to a greater extent, what will happen to them? Those who have taken this knowledge more, they will do more service, they will become karmatit, they will get higher post. So understanding means you understand and then you make others to understand. So to what extent I have understood this knowledge? And understanding means not just the theoretical understanding. Understanding means imbibe. How much I have imbibed the knowledge, the imbibition of knowledge. So understanding means assimilation of knowledge. Understanding means digestion of knowledge. To what extent I have digested this knowledge, assimilated this knowledge, and to what extent this knowledge has become practical. If somebody has understood something, so that thing has to become practical. If somebody has understood that the goal of this life is to become divine, is to bring back the divinity, the goal of this life is to become free from all the bondages, so in the practical life, he would be seen as free from bondage. He will not sit on the drama, as in today's Murli Baba said, Purushartha first. Purushartha first. You cannot say that, let things happen as per the drama. So understanding means imbibition of knowledge. Understanding means assimilation of knowledge. Understanding means digestion of knowledge. Understanding means the knowledge has become practical from theory. Understanding is the pragmatic approach of knowledge. Understanding means the knowledge has become pragmatic, practical. It is no more theoretical. It's no more bookish. It has materialized. It has translated into practice. So that is understanding. So what extent I have understood? I have understood it fully or to a lesser extent. And in today's Sakar, Murli Baba had shown lot of hope for the dull-headed. One day they will also become great Purusharthi. And probably those who are doing good Purusharthi, they might fall down one day. So this is a drama, this is a play where souls go up and souls go down. So that's why the garland of Brahmins is never made. Because today you are seeing somebody is at the top, the next day he is down. Today somebody is doing no Purusharth at all. But tomorrow you will find he is at the top. So the prices in the share market keep on changing. So here also in the Brahmin family, the pearls, they keep on moving up and moving down. Sometimes they are very good stage, and the next day they are drowned in doldrums, in sorrow, in total listlessness, in total lack of enthusiasm, absolute lassitude. So the stages of Brahmin keep on changing. Sometimes very good stage, sometimes they go down. Sometimes they become stone intellect. Sometimes they become Pathar Buddhi, and which is the next one? Paras is what? What is the word used in English for Paras Buddhi? Find out. Find out. Paras means philosopher's stone, but what is the word used in English for Paras Buddhi? In today's Murli Baba has used this word, stone intellect. Stone intellect means what? Stone is like what? Stone, hard, rigid, hard, means what? What is this intellect? Stone intellect is what? Intellect which is like stone means what? No effect. You try to explain it in whatever manner, but the person doesn't understand. They don't understand. Stone intellect means poor understanding or no understanding. What else? Rigid, very rigid, inflexible. Lacking resilience. What else? Stone intellect means?
Hard and frozen.
Frozen, unemotional. Stone intellect means?
Desireless.
No desire to do efforts. Stone intellect means no interest. Stone intellect means no enthusiasm. They are just lying like stone in the state of eternal inertia. Newton's third law of motion. Unless and until you are moved, you are forced, persons, things do not leave their inertia.
Meaningless.
So stone intellect means meaningless, essenceless. So first thing is understanding. And one should always make efforts to increase one's understanding, to increase the horizon of one's understanding, to increase the spectrum of one's understanding. Understanding about things, understanding about lives. What is life? To what extent I have understood life?
What you think is a life?
What is this life? What is this life about? to what extent we have understood this life based on the knowledge. Baba said this is uncommon school. In today's Murli, Baba said this is uncommon school. This is spiritual university where the soul studies. This is unlimited Pathshala. The three words used for this university or organization in today's Murli. So what is my understanding about life? For example, a 6-year boy, old boy, along with his 4-year-old sister, they are in one shopping mall and just moving around. And the boy comes out of the gate, but the 4-year-old sister stops at the counter and she's looking at a doll. And probably she has liked that doll. And the boy goes behind and asks her, "What do you want?" She says, she points out this doll. So he is like a matured man. So he takes that doll and goes to the counter, to the manager. He says, "I want this doll." So the counter, the manager is a very matured person, very old man. So he knows this is a very costly doll and this boy is not going to afford it. So the man asked that boy, so the boy asked that manager, "What is the cost of this doll?" So the manager says, "How much you have?" So he takes out from his pocket. He doesn't have money. He has shells, seashells, kauri, which he has collected from the sea. And he starts counting. And there are 6 in number. So he gives to them and says, is that enough? So that man takes that and he starts counting as if they are notes or currency or coins, while he knows that these are shells. So he says, "They are more than enough, 2 or more, take back 2. And he gives him back 2. And with 4 shells, he gives that doll to that, very costly doll to that boy and goes away. The servant is watching everything from a distance and he goes to the boss and says, "What you did? This was such a costly doll and you sold it off at just 4 shells." The manager says, "I know that this doll is very costly, but this boy doesn't know. But one day he will know. One day he will definitely understand. That time he will know there are good people in this world still. That day he will understand that one shopkeeper gave me doll just to keep my feelings for the sake of 4 shells, though it was worth thousands of rupees." So that day would be a day of some divine revelation to that boy. So this is the mature understanding of life. This is a very mature understanding about life, about the principles of life. So to what extent I have understood life, to what extent I have understood my own nature, to what extent I have understood others, to what extent I have understood life circumstances, to what extent I have understood my own weaknesses. So based on this understanding would be my desires, my yearnings, my longings, what I desire, what I covet, what I want, what I thirst for. So desires are the direct progeny of understanding. So best thing is to increase the extent of understanding. Best is to widen the understanding, to make the understanding mature, to let the understanding flow and become unlimited, as Baba said. Unlimited understanding. And let me understand this knowledge in the similar manner Baba has explained. In today's Murli, there is a beautiful statement. The way I explain you and the way you understand, nobody understands except you and me. The way I explain you and the way you understand, nobody understands it except you and me. Only we are the two who understand. So, making the understand mature, making the understand divine, making the understand rise above the common platform, making the understanding superhuman rather than mundane, rather than worldly. So, understanding, the mature the understanding, the mature would be the desire. The childish the understanding, the childish would be the desire. The worthless and the nonsensical understanding leads to the worthless and the nonsensical desires, leading to frustration and disasters in life. So desires. And then the third thing is?
Actions.
Actually, we always work on the actions. We never have to work on actions. They are the result, they are the outcomes, they are the aftermath of what is going on within. They are the ramifications of what is going on within. They are the reverberations. They are the echoes. They are the ripples that are arising when something is thrown. What is thrown is important. Actions are at the periphery. If this is the circle of our being and we are here, these are the actions here. They are springing from here. They rise from here, something which is happening here. And if we work on action, action means like a child is born, he is taught, you should not lie. You should not speak untruth. Nobody teaches him why. They are working at the level of actions here. You should do this, you should do not. You should not do this, you should not do this. Don't watch television. He is never told why. That's why he makes it all the more efforts. He will make it a point to watch it. Because he is told about do's and don'ts. He should be given understanding of things rather than told this to be done, this not to be done. Don't watch television. Don't play video games. Don't go out. Don't go with that friend. You have to study. Don't waste time. Parents teach their children do's and don'ts. They teach them etiquettes. This is the way it should be done. This is the way it should not be done. But nobody teaches him why. Is there a single parent in the world who has not taught his child you should not steal? And every child has stolen. Is there a single parent in this world who has not taught his or her child the moral values, and yet there is such a degradation of moral values, such a decline in moral values, in spite of the fact that every parent is teaching the child the highest of the principle? What they are doing is they are just teaching do's and don'ts. They are teaching this is to be done, that is not to be done.
They are not teaching, they are telling.
They are telling, and they themselves are not the embodiment. They are themselves are not the embodiment. That's why, and children never learn what you tell them. They learn what you do. They will mimic you. They will copy you. Like brother and sister are fighting, and the mother says, why are you fighting? They says, we are not fighting, we are playing mummy daddy game. You're not fighting. This is the game our parents do every day. So we are just following them. Like, a child comes running to his mother and says, "Mummy, the lion is chasing me." She says, "What? Lion is chasing you? Where is the lion?" He says, "There." She says, "There is a dog." He says, "How many times I told you? I have told you million times not to get afraid by small things. This is not lion, that is dog." The child says, "You never told me million times. You are also lying." "If I am lying, you are also lying." So they never do what you teach them. They never do what you tell them. They never do what you taught them anytime. They do what you do. They follow you. They mimic you. That's why this child psychology is entirely a different subject, and every parent should understand child psychology. Even before the child, when the child is about to come in family, they should start taking parenting lessons. What are the lessons? How the child should be brought up, nurtured, nourished, cared for, not pampered. So the understanding. So I was telling, actions are here at the periphery. Actions are here at the orbit. You don't have to work on periphery. Work here. Explain them why it is like that. And then he will become automatically a moral person. Otherwise not. Explain him in detail. This is the thing that will happen. Like the case of that jaggery. The mother is taking to the sage, and the sage, he eats a lot of jaggery, please do something. He says, "Come after 1 month," and they go. And now he says, "Don't eat." The mother says, "You could have told before." So what he says? "Even I was eating." So when you do the things, you have no power to tell others not to do. So work at the level of understanding. Work at the level of thoughts. Work at the level of emotions. Work at the level of desires, then the actions would be the result. The actions would be here. They would be automatic. For example, in this Gyan also, give them knowledge, this knowledge, and purity would be the result. You don't have to teach Brahmacharya to anybody. But that's what people do in the train. Many Brahmins, they do a lot of service. They start with you. Who are you? Who are you? That story of Brahma Kumari and Bhula Bhai. Earlier they used to have dialogue. One is the Bhula brother, other is Brahma Kumari. Then she will ask, "Who are you?" Then he will say, "I am man." Then she will ask, "No, you are not that." Then, "Who are you?" Then, "I am some businessman." "Not, you are not that." So there is a dialogue of Brahma Kumari and Bhula Bhai. So, and they're in the train, they start with "Who are you?" and they end up teaching them Brahmacharya, just everything in 1 hour. The course is completed. 5,000 years and everything. You don't have to teach them Brahmacharya. You teach them knowledge. You teach them Gyan. You teach them, this is what Baba says, your aim of conducting course should be to bring the student to the class. That's it. Then let the class take over. Let Baba take over. He will teach. He is the supreme teacher. Baba says, my way of teaching is very different in today's Murli. I teach in a very different manner. This is uncommon school. This is spiritual university. This is unlimited school. So I teach in a very different manner. My ways of teaching are different. His ways of teaching are entirely different. They are not didactic. You know what is didactic teaching? Didactic means do this, do not do this. Serving to teach, like this, finger is like this. Do this, do that. This is known as didactic method of teaching. Baba's method of teaching is non-didactic. It's entirely different. So he doesn't teach in that manner. He teaches in a very different manner. His ways are entirely different. So, three things. First, understanding. Then, desires. And then, actions. So, samajna, chahana, and karna. These three things should become similar, and then you become bab saman. Then you become like the father. Om Shanti.